under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We always look forward to, with anticipation, your calls, your comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today, I believe, if not the most important one, right close to the top of the most important issue that we could discuss. It's an issue that I believe should grasp the attention of each and every listener today. An issue that is perhaps, in many cases, unrecognized, unknown, unseen, and unspoken. We're talking about a nation adrift. A nation adrift. Let me ask you a question to set the stage. Do you own a boat? Have you ever seen someone that owns a boat that leaves the boat in the water, forget to drop the anchor? What happens? In just a few hours, the boat will drift until it crashes into the rocks someplace or floats ashore at a distant area because it doesn't have an anchor. Today, ladies and gentlemen, as never before, our nation is adrift with no anchor. No anchor. And yet at the same time, we have no anchor. We have no Speaker of the House. And for all intents and purposes, we have no president. Can you imagine with that being the focus, that being the major, major difficulty, problem, why we would be afloat today as a nation? Why we would be adrift today with no answer? I believe there's a need for us to have an anchor, because the anchor is the only thing that will hold the ship afloat without sinking or crashing. We'll be talking about that today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline, House votes Kevin McCarthy out of the Speaker's office. Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, was voted out on Tuesday as the result of a rebellion among House GOP members who wanted to adopt more conservative and more aggressive posture. The vote 2216 to 210 came on a handful of GOP members upset with McCarthy's leadership and all Democrats. So, ladies and gentlemen, McCarthy was voted out of office by all of the Democrats and a handful of Republicans. Where does that place us as a nation? Where does it place us when we have a cognitive, unable, inept president in the Oval Office? We could go into much detail as to what we've seen in 3 years with that. But ladies and gentlemen, those are not the only two flaws or problems or difficulties that causes me to say that we're adrift as a nation. We're going to look at the whole litany of things that are not anchored, that's adrift today, that's undermining, tearing down, and destroying the very foundation of America. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, not some denominational dogma, not some philosophical rhetoric, not some political jargon, but based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What do we find in the Scripture, ladies and gentlemen? The Scripture, for example, that comes to mind with me, Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And you've heard me say before, I believe we're in a state of mourning nationwide as a result of the wicked being in charge. It's time, I believe, that we recognize that we are adrift as a nation. We're anchorless as a nation. And the anchor must be the Word of God, the truth of God's Word. We must turn back to the anchor that holds during a storm. When we look at the world through the prism of the Scripture, we have what I call a central Biblicist worldview. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples, made a very profound statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God. The truth of the Word of God that stands today. In fact, according to Psalms 117:2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It doesn't fade. It doesn't falter. It doesn't fall. It doesn't fall away. It stays, remains. But ladies and gentlemen, George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made a profound statement. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factual today. We find today that there's a disdain for truth. There's a rejection, rebellion, repulsion for truth. We need to go back to the truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example and of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. One of the contributing factors to that, ladies and gentlemen, is that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% say, and I quote, ladies and gentlemen, say, each person determines his or her own version of truth. There's not but one truth. You can't bifurcate truth. You can't say this is a partial truth. It's either the whole truth or a whole lie. We go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge to you on this broadcast each and every day. We need to seek the truth, and we discuss the truth each and every day. You won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You will not find truth coming out of the Marxist media. You will not find truth coming out of the Oval Office. But we need to seek the truth. So you might say, where is truth? Thy word is truth, John 17:17 says. It's the Word of God. And we need to depend on it, especially more and more each and every day, as we see the greater and greater drift of America with no foundation, no rudder, no guide point, no controls. We seem to say, it seems to be, ladies and gentlemen, that everything that was once stable, everything that was once dependable, everything that we could once depend upon, are absolutely eroding before our eyes today. We're going to talk about those things that are eroding, those things that are adrift, those things that are simply the foundational things that are simply disappearing in America. And then we're going to ask the question, what should we do? How should we then live? What is the answer to that dilemma? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier. How do you find Tools for Time? You can just simply, I've used the term, look skyward. Sometimes for miles and miles away from Tools for Time, you can look up and see that 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing over the campus of Tools for Time. 24/7, that flag is flying. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word intended to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. It's 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussions today about the issue. A nation adrift. Our nation today, ladies and gentlemen, as never before, is adrift. We have a cognitively depleted individual sitting in the Oval Office called Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the Biden family cabal, have sold America out for some 20, 30, 40 years. We don't know how long he's been taking payola, taking bribes to show favor to other nations. We do know, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a problem with what is taking place today out of the Oval Office, I believe because of treason, and I believe Joe Biden has committed treason. I believe as a result of treason, selling out America, Joe Biden cannot defend America's borders. Joe Biden cannot defend America from Russia, China, Ukraine, or Syria, or any other foreign power, foreign nation, ladies and gentlemen. And now today, and I want your input. Was the vote, in your opinion, a good vote or a bad vote? Should Kevin McCarthy have been voted out of office? Should there have been a plan in place to remove him and then to replace him with someone else? Listen, this is the first time in the history of America. Hear me. First time in the history of America that that's been done. Very much like the first time in the history of America where we see a former president being persecuted and prosecuted and an attempt to prevent him from running for re-election. And now there's an attempt to destroy him, bankrupt him financially. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Hear me. With no Speaker of the House, there can be no debate on any bill. There cannot be any vote on any legislation. No constitutional duties are being carried out. In fact, the Speaker pro tem told everybody just go home. Go home for a week. They won't be back in session till next Tuesday. They, speaking of the House of Representatives, the United States of America. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, where does that place America? What do foreign leaders and dignitaries see in America? It's the first time it's ever happened. There's no replacements and no replacement plans in place. We are adrift. Hear me. We are adrift as a nation. There's no moorings. There's no bearings. There's no anchor. There's nothing to hold us to the fundamental foundational values that our founding fathers risked their lives and gave their lives to provide for us. In fact, one commentator, speaking about the condition in the House of Representatives, said this. Let me quote. Removing Kevin McCarthy is like rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Let me read that again. Removing Kevin McCarthy is like rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. So, what did he say? Is the ship going down? That's what happened with the Titanic. Have we gotten to the point we've taken on enough water that the nation cannot remain afloat? Will America go down? Will we crash on the rocks of the shores of some foreign nation? Will China ultimately be in control of what is done in America? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a corrupt society today. And I'm not meaning to bring you words of doom and gloom. We're going to talk about hope for America, though we're talking about a nation adrift. And the hope is that we will turn back to God, that we will turn back to the reading of the Word of God, that we will depend upon what God's Word says. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, says, school board member quotes the Bible and all hell breaks loose. Arizona school board member Heather Rooks filed a lawsuit with the First Liberty Institute alleging that Peoria Unified School District ordered her to stop quoting Bible verses during meetings, which she argued violates her First Amendment rights. She was elected on the board in 2022, began reciting scripture during her opening statements during each meeting, which was protested by activist groups and resulted in an email being sent to by Lisa Smith, the board's legal counsel, who said that they couldn't pray or recite scripture during any board meetings. The district's official policy and actions were purported to ensure Rooks does not read any scripture or offer any Bible verses, regulate her free speech and its content, and the messages is the viewpoint that is taken by the school board. So, ladies and gentlemen, do you think there's a problem in America? Do you think there's a problem in relationship to where we stand on floating sand? Do you think there's a problem in seeing the future of America becoming totally bankrupt, indigent, and absolutely destroying our constitutional republic? Do you see that there is a problem today? If you cannot read a verse of scripture, if you cannot pray publicly, and I've got article after article that says that that is the case, if we cannot place our faith and trust openly in God, in God's word, if we cannot, if we're at the place and position in America today where we cannot talk about God, where we cannot pray publicly before God, where you cannot even stand on a sidewalk and pray silently without being arrested, condemned, prosecuted, and persecuted, what are we seeing? We're seeing a nation without an anchor. We're seeing a nation that's fundamentally adrift. We're watching a nation that has no direction in which to go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We have no anchor today in America. Our nation and our foundation has been eroded. The fundamental foundational values, the anchor points that our founding fathers gave us our Constitution, gave us our Bill of Rights, risking their lives, their liberties, their fortunes, their futures, of which all suffered the loss therein. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a foundation that was built on, has been built upon, the Word of God. As an old song, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And we're watching the grappling for power, the grappling for position, the grappling, ladies and gentlemen, to hold fast, and yet we are destroying the very foundation that keeps us anchored and keeps us from being adrift. The only anchor we can hope for is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I find it ironic that in that school board that I just spoke of, looking at another headline about the same subject, quoting scripture is now forbidden in the public. What's that book those presidents swear in to office every 4 years? Of course, it's the Bible, this writer says. Is it just a prop, or is there any meaning to the tradition? One of the great religious liberty groups in our day, First Liberty, founded by Kelly Shackelford, based in Dallas, Texas. First Liberty is fighting the good fight on behalf of our nation's first liberty, religious liberty, in the courts across our land and in the court of general opinion. Recently, they sent out a communique dealing with the battle over quoting scriptures on the school board meetings. School board member in Phoenix, Arizona. Heather Rooks is a school board member who's been banned from quoting scripture during the board meeting. First Liberty describes what happened. Ms. Rooks began her term as an elected member of the school board in January 2023. During each school board meeting, the agenda included a brief board comments. That's what a brief period of time where each board member can comment. Board comment period, where individual board members may offer remarks of their choosing to the meeting, in the meeting. When this dear lady would each meeting would just quote a short, simple, succinct verse of scripture. Now she has been silenced. Her liberty, freedom of speech has been curtailed. And of all things, she's been silenced based on just quoting a verse of scripture. That we are taking away, eviscerating, destroying the very foundation that made America great. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. And I know you're blessed.
Absolutely.
You are so right. You are so right. I forgot exactly. I think it was a congressman that said that Bible shouldn't be in the White House, in Congress.
That's right. That was 2 years ago.
Right. And like you said, they're trying to silence Christians. And I think, I know it's a evil spirit over America now, because number one, they're going to try to send people that want an abortion. I think they're trying to send them to Mexico or something, mm-hmm. and pay for it. And that man
under the Biden administration, they're now spending taxpayer dollars to ship any military man and his family, or any member of his family, any place in the nation to get transsexual surgeries or to get an abortion, and it all being paid for by taxpayer dollars. If that's not a slap in the face of every conservative, every patriot, every Christian, nothing is. The whole thing is we have today the benefit, the blessing, the bounty of a free nation because of the liberties that we have that were afforded to us by our founding documents and our founding fathers that risked their lives, their futures, their fortunes, and their families. And in fact, when you trace the history of them, they all lost it all as a result of the stand that they took. And today we're eviscerating our founding documents. Today we're destroying anything that's called a liberty and freedom based on the Word of God. By the way, just a simple question. Do you think it was a wise move or a bad move to remove Kevin McCarthy?
Well, he was like kind of woke to me.
keep in mind, he was out of the state of California. You can't expect too much difference. In fact, when He passed the continuing resolution. He passed with very, very little Republican help. He passed the continuing resolution with all Democrat votes. But he was, I'm sure he's shocked this morning to discover that the 216 people that voted to remove him, all of them except eight, were Democrats. The Democrats didn't want him. Because here's the point. The Democrats are now hoping that they can get Hakeem, their leader in the House. They're hoping they can get him as the Speaker of the House. I am fearful for where we're going in that move today. It's further evidence, Kenneth, further evidence that we're a nation that's afloat. Picture now, if nothing else, we've got a rudderless, anchorless House of U.S. House of Representatives. We got an anchorless, rudderless Oval Office. We've got an open border. What can happen that would be bad for America? Your mind can just, anything that you guess is true. So I'm praying, it's my prayer that Christians will stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. And as we'll see on the balance of this broadcast today, it's not just in the political realm that we find the rudderless, anchorless factor where we are adrift. Every aspect of our nation, socially, ethically, morally, economically, politically, militarily, we are adrift without an anchor today. That's because we've abandoned God.
Can I ask you one more question about the young blood?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you have the military, the firemen, the police, and all that. They have to take the shots. All these people that's coming across the border, they don't get a shot.
That's right.
They don't get a jab. And that's why they tried to predict, I think, within 6 months, COVID's going to come back stronger.
Well, they're putting the feelers out, for that. All the plans are being made with the pharmaceuticals, with the political globalists. All the plans are being made to have, before the winter is over, before the fall and winter is over, to have lockdowns again, forced masks again. And I believe we're on the fast track for the potential of an attempt to institute forced vaccinations in America. And I don't say that based on a premise or a fright, but based on facts that I have read and researched. I believe we're on the fast track for that. And so, Kenneth, if there's ever a time in the history of America when we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as patriots need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We need to be involved in our churches. We need to be in the Word of God. We need to be praying and seeking God's face, asking God to intervene in the time in which we're living. That's where we are today. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, for your input.
And bless you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about a nation adrift, a nation that seemingly has no fundamental foundation, a nation that has no mooring, no anchors in what we're doing and what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, our financial system is broken. I mean, what we're going to do for the balance of the broadcast, we're going to look at piece by piece, part by part, of where our nation's adrift. It's not just in the Oval Office. It's not just in the U.S. House of Representatives. It is across the board with everything that we see in America. Our financial system today, ladies and gentlemen, is broken. We have sky-high interest rates, inflation. People cannot buy a home, can't buy groceries, can't buy clothes, can't buy a car, et cetera, et cetera. When's the last time you pulled up to the gas tank and found out you got a little small car and just filled the tank up, it's $100 or right close to it? In fact, the latest statisticians tell us that the average family is spending $1,000 per month more now than just 1 year ago, costing $1,000 per family more today than it did 1 year ago. We're in serious trouble. We're watching the foundation financially being eviscerated, being eroded, totally destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Where do we go from here? The question for House Republicans on this morning after Kevin McCarthy got the boot, leaving Republicans to cast about for a new Speaker of the House. A vote on a McCarthy successor, whoever that might be, is possible for a week from today. Police in Baltimore continue hunting for a suspect or suspects who opened fire last night on the campus of Morgan State University. Five people were wounded in the attack. All of them are expected to recover. There are no classes today at Morgan State. Payroll processor ADP says America's employers added just 89,000 jobs last month, fewer than analysts were expecting, could help to convince the Fed to pull back on interest rate hikes to slow the economy, including the red-hot job market. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 117 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a time and an era in history when, for the first time in the history of America, we are, in fact, a nation adrift. No moorings, no anchor, just simply afloat. And it's not just in the Oval Office. It's not just being afloat in the U.S. House of Representatives, now with no House leader. We are afloat today, ladies and gentlemen, morally, ethically, financially, educationally. Our cities are bankrupt across the nation. We have cities, blue cities primarily, carjackings, burglaries, rape, robberies, store invasion, murders, all as a result of defunding the police. Ladies and gentlemen, we have today a bankrupt, anchorless system morally in America, where supposedly there's 100-some-odd different genders. It's called gender fluidity. There's a mindset today that man is smarter than God, that God created 2 genders, but man says there's 100+. We're looking at a time when there's moral chaos and confusion. I'm looking at a headline. I'll touch on this and we'll take our next callers. Headline says, trans daycare worker handed a 25-year sentence in prison for sexually exploiting children. A woman identifying as a man working as a daycare center in San Francisco, San Francisco, could you believe it, has been handed a 25-year prison term for sexually exploiting children in her care. The horrific details come in a report which explained the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California revealed that Jace Wong, W-O-N-G, a woman who claims to be a man, has been sentenced on charges of production, attempted production, distribution, and possession of child pornography. She was accused and abused, she says, accused of abusing children in her care. She was creating and distributing child pornography, using the children in the daycare as her subjects, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble as a nation. We're adrift morally, ethically. We're adrift financially. We're adrift educationally. Our educational systems today are corrupt, transsexual, homosexual, gender fluid, sodomite LGBTQ incubators for brainwashing and indoctrinating our kids. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing good. That's a pretty heavy millstone that they need to be informed about. That's all I could say about any of that stuff. As far as the house goes in the boat, to me, I think it's justified that Kevin McCarthy is out of that position. The House's preliminary function is to purse strings and also to bring bills that would advance to the Senate if they get a majority vote. The Democrats are not going to be able to put Hakeem in there because they don't have the majority. They're just hoping for another sideshow circus of the original vote. How many did we have? 15-plus votes before
votes.
McCarthy was in?
Right.
Yeah. They're just hoping for another one of those as a circus sideshow to point and say, see how unorganized they are? Listen to us. We can lead you out of their confusion. It's just another political point on them. McCarthy was, you know, basically not doing what he originally said he would do when he agreed to the terms of him being voted in. And I do believe that Matt Gaetz was correct in bringing that vote to the House floor. At least now, they should, in my opinion, they should have done it before the continuation of the fiscal year end. And
yeah, the CR.
Yeah, the CR bill. I think it should have been done before that. It's time to stop all this nonsense. We need people that are elected to represent by the consent of us instead of just going up there and doing what they want to do and what they think is right.
Jim, it's kind of a scary position. It's a scary position that we have no Speaker of the House. We have a cognitively depleted individual in the Oval Office. Can you imagine the foreign enemies that will look at America and laugh and say, now's the time to strike, now's the time to undermine, now's the time to move against America, now's the time to go in and, for example, with China, to take Taiwan, et cetera, et cetera. Can you imagine the danger that lurks on every avenue now as a result of our being adrift as a nation, our being rudderless, without a foundation in America today? That's the thing that is, from the standpoint of humanity, that's frightening to me. But the scripture is very clear in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear. So we ought not to fear, but we need to faith God. But at the same time, we need to look at through the lens of reality what is taking place. By the way, I just got a text from someone from my cell phone that says Jim Jordan has just announced that he's going to campaign for the Speaker of the House. So that could
be a
good
option.
That'd be a good option.
Yeah, he would be a good option there. At least he wouldn't knuckle under like McCarthy, right?
That's right. I'm hoping he doesn't have contenders that want to somehow bash him or squash that effort. But I believe we need to replace the Speaker of the House immediately, as soon as possible. I was against seeing the Speaker pro tem to announce that all the members of the House could go home for a week, come back next Tuesday. I think he should have said we're going to stay 24/7. You can send out and get your hamburger, but we're going to stay 24/7. We're going to vote. We're going to have a Speaker of the House before the 24 hours is up. That would have been my approach, but they didn't. But, Jim, we are adrift as a nation. We do need a foundation, the foundation that only that has value to protect, preserve, and provide a continuing United States of America. We'll be turning back to God, turning back to the Word of God. That's my most humble opinion, and I pray that it will be heard and seen and recognized universally in America.
Yes, sir. Well,
thank you. Go ahead.
I would like for them to go ahead and resolve the situation quickly, but our enemies abroad, dismissing a Speaker of the House is not going to influence them, but maybe a couple pieces of straw more on top of that bail, because Biden's already done that. If you look at Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, he's done that. If you look at one of the chief staffers there, Milley, you know, even though he's gone now, there was plenty of reasons just between those three alone to move against us. And why correct your enemy when they're making a mistake? The rest of these countries are just laughing at us.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the key. Watching us.
And our only hope is to keep looking up, trusting in the Lord, Jim. But thank you so much for your call and your input. We're looking forward to what God is going to do as we turn to Him. I believe we have James on the line. James, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Hey, it's James. Sorry to bug you back. I was privileged to be on your show Monday, and I heard your call earlier, and, of course, this one about Kenneth. And I had to run something by you. I couldn't agree more, and I would urge your listeners to whatever they can afford to do, they need to donate to your ministry because you are speaking the truth, and there's not enough time in the day, but the hours that you need to be on the radio need to be expanded because you're a beacon of hope out there to a dark world, and you're brave enough and honest enough, no political correctness, just the truth. Your agreement, it's uplifting, and there's many of us out here that have been silent that have now awakened, not woke, but awake. We joked about that, Ephesians, I think, 5:14. But I would tell you, the one thing I forgot to mention is my buddy that I talked to you about, Brian, who also retired as a commander in the military, great guy, and is now an educator, who started that thing called, lovingly called it Liberty Chat. But he's a constitutional scholar, and he loves this country, but he grew up in Venezuela. And one of the things my wife reminded me, you should have told him this, Brian said in Venezuela, they were comfortable until they were not. And I don't know if he you know, took that from somewhere that he read it and loved it, but that's what we are in as Americans. Whether we can see it or not, or whether we want to be honest enough to look at it or read about it or listen to it, or I'm too busy for that, that's by design. The devil's trying to keep people occupied, and they don't want to face the truth. The fact that we can make a difference and that we can be impactful and be lights and ambassadors for the kingdom of God is a threat. The part about it that you and I think we're in total agreement on is what the church should be doing and how vocal they should be about it. I read this morning again the story of the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, and it just moved me to tears because I thought, we're talking about our Lord and Savior. Let's go back to something locally, the excitement level of that woman at the well, that why would you, a Jew, speak to me, an unclean woman? And, of course, we know the story about why she came to the well at midday, at the heat of the day, and so forth. It's just a beautiful, lovely, unbelievable story of how it unpacks God's love and total forgiveness for those that follow him. But it made me think about history and just the things that the radical left are trying to do, and we quietly sit there. And I thought, well, okay, so we're trying to remove monuments that hurt people's feelings. I understand that there's been some rugged things in this country and other countries around the world. But let's push back to the Bible and say, why don't we just take the Old Testament out? It's the book of laws. The first five books are considered the Torah, correct? Two of the five books of the law, the Torah, have the Ten Commandments in them. Well, by the way, whether people realize it or not, the Ten Commandments are certainly being ignored. So the First Amendment, the first 10 of the Bill of Rights are being ignored, or as my buddy Brian says, the 10 and 10 is a good way to live your life. Understand and learn the Ten Commandments, and then know your Bill of Rights, but understand as Americans, and more importantly, way more importantly, and we talked about that from C.S. Lewis, it said, don't forget your first love. more than that, anything else that supersedes all that is we're Christ's children. We have an inheritance in the kingdom. So why wouldn't we stand up? Some people, especially pastors, oh, I don't want to get involved in politics. Hold on a second. Let's take a protractor, I guess you'd call it, and put a dot in every major football or sports arena in the country, and then draw a circle around that of 3 to 5 miles. And then let's see how many shootings happened in that area. And then you tell me that between the brain power of those city councils and the dollars and cents brought in by NFL, well, I don't want to just single out the NFL, but sporting events, why couldn't we get pastors and people with a great level of education? And we joked about that. Is it an IQ? Is it an EQ or emotional quotient? Is it a social quotient? Or my new favorite is it a Holy Spirit quotient? And is your Holy Spirit active and alive in you as God wants it to be to go out and be the salt and the light? Well, if it is, why isn't the city council and school board meeting packed with people that say, no,
Amen.
This is going to stop with us now.
Yes.
And this is why. And by the way, less than 10% of us could make a difference overnight with enthusiasm and vigor and being immersed in the knowledge that only the wisdom of God and the Bible teaches. And people like you, Dr. Youngblood, God bless you. Keep it up.
Amen. James, thank you so much for your comments. I'm humbled by your comments. I'm thankful for them. We need to realize, just as James just said, ladies and gentlemen, one of the major problems that allows our nation to be adrift today is the apostasy, the falling away from the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Churches are closing across America. 1,500 pastors per month are leaving the ministry, and church doors are being closed. Church buildings are being sold for all manner of other things other than worshiping God. And we find that taking place today in America on a rampant scale. That's part and parcel of the problem where the fundamental, foundational, biblical values are being taken away, legislatively taken away. Therefore, we're destroying the pillars of foundation that holds America up. Therefore, we're America today is like being on a jumbo 777, full throttle ahead with no compass. That's where we are today. And it takes turning back to God, takes recognizing that this is happening. And for, as James just said, for Christians, pastors, churches, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and to be the salt and light that God's called us to be. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, first I like to say that I agree with Jim and James as to whatever they said.
Amen.
And I have some observations. This morning I checked my computer for news from the different websites, and few, if any, had the throwing out of McCarthy from the speakership as the headline. I wonder why. I thought that was a very important happening issue, and they don't want to talk about it. Now, to me, more important than the border, the economy, or paying the military is election integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we elect honest people in free, open, and clear, just and fair election, we'll never change. So we keep electing Democrats. Now, we have elected Republicans, but the Democrats cheat, and then we get stuck with the Democrat. They are the ones who win because they cheated. And Republicans do nothing about it. Shame on the GOP. Also, concerning the speaker, I would say Jim Jordan would be fine with me, but I would prefer it be Trump. Or really anybody in the House could do a better job than McCarthy.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just tired of being governed by CRs and omnibus bills. They should have corrected that long ago, but they continue to do it, Republicans and Democrats. So the House, the Congress is, to me, worthless. I have little to no respect for Congress, period.
Derby, you know, I didn't realize until recently where the facts and the details and history came out. Do you realize that it's been over 60 years since the Congress passed a budget, that it's been done on the continuing resolution now, kicking the can down the road? for 60 years. That's amazing. That is fascinatingly amazing to me. And yes, you're exactly right. As one of the callers recently said, replacing the Speaker of the House should have been done before the CRO was passed, I believe. And of course, whoever goes in, if Jim Jordan is elected, and I pray that he will, he's a good man for the position, I pray that he will be able to, bring in the renegade group, the rhinos that's in the Republican Party, and get consensus enough to insist on passing a real budget, insist on, I don't know if most are aware of it or not, they claim we have about $33 trillion that is deficit that we have as an obligation. And that's the numbers, that's what they call above the line in accounting. It's about $135 trillion as far as the national debt for the United States of America. And China controls most of that. And China, I'm looking at headline now, Derby, says China moves to dominate the world in food supply and in power. Look at another headline, China, Big Brother, social credit system, now tracking people in North America by surveillance video. Another headline, China's Confucius classrooms in the U.S. public schools are brainwashing our children. It goes on and on and on of what China is doing, and yet we're adrift. We have no fundamental foundation for America. It's like having a boat with no anchor. It's going to be adrift until it washes ashore or until it crashes on the rocky hillsides, the shoreline, and destroy it. So, Derby, very quick question before I let you go. What's the answer to integrity in the election? You say that we need integrity. I agree with you. You say that the Democrats are stealing the elections. How do we change that? What do we do as citizens?
We should do what was proposed several years ago. You know, paper ballots, one-day voting, no early voting, voter ID. Just with those few, you could fix everything. It'd be very difficult for the Democrats to cheat. Also, get rid of these judges who make up the Constitution as they please, and the district attorneys that charge people for whatever they want. They invent the charge and stick it to Trump or stick it to anybody that is pro-Trump. Well, somebody has got to fire those people and hold them accountable. Would like to hold accountable 90% of the GOP. To me, they are no different from Democrats. I didn't know you said that for 60 years we have done omnibus bills and continuing resolutions. Well, I thought it was bad, but not that bad. So thank you for the information. And more shame on the Reagan and the Bushes and even Trump for not changing that style of governing. And in closing, if we only run Congress under the Robert's Rules of Order, a lot of the crap that is going on would not happen, like amendments that have nothing to do with the main issue of the motion. You know, it should be illegal, but they do it anyway and get away with it.
Yes. We need clean bills that have one focus and vote up or down on a clean bill without the clinging of the amendments that so often the amendments, the real reason for the bill passing.
Yeah.
Derby, you're exactly right. It calls on every Christian, for each of us as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, to keep praying, keep asking God to intervene. And right now we need to be praying for Donald Trump and for the integrity to be the thing that wins out in the end. Let me just say this and get your take on it. The judge that is hearing the civil case of, quote, corruption for the Trump organization said that the value of Mar-a-Lago was $18 million, when in fact it's upward of $1 billion+ in real value. But did you know that the way the judge determined the value of Mar-a-Lago, he made the decision, was based on the tax assessor's office that taxes Mar-a-Lago based on an $18 million evaluation. Even the tax assessor's office sent a communique to the judge saying that's not the real value. The real value of that 22 acres of land with all of the buildings, et cetera, is worth about $1.5 billion. But the judge has bragged on video. I don't know if you've seen the video. There's a video out there where the judge brags, I'm the judge. I can follow the law or make the law. I make the decision, and my decision is final. That's the way I rule. That's the way I carry out my work on the bench. What are your thoughts on that?
No support for Trump from the GOP. Period.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. So we need to keep praying that God would intervene, because we're watching the further foundations being destroyed and continuing to be adrift as a nation. And we cannot be a divided nation and survive. Jesus said that in Matthew, the 12th chapter, 25th and 26th verse. Derby, thank you, brother, for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up as we ask God to intervene. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about being adrift as a nation. It's not just the political area. We're adrift financially. We're adrift educationally. Our school system today is eaten up with the sodomite, LGBTQ, transgender, woke culture. Today, our cities are bankrupt. Today, our morals and ethics and values and the spiritual foundation is adrift. Our churches are closing across America. There's the falling away that has never been as great as it is today. Falling away. In fact, it was Franklin Graham. You've heard me say before, Franklin Graham said today, progressive Christianity. That's what you could call woke Christianity. That's what you could call Christless Christianity. Progressive Christianity sending people to hell today. One of the good examples of that is Andy Stanley and what Andy Stanley is doing in relationship to the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's just openly stepped across the line. He's left Orthodox Christianity. Andy Stanley today is a false teacher. He is an absolute false leader, and he is opening the church doors, embracing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We find that, ladies and gentlemen, as a personality that all of us know the name, but that's happening in multiple categories, multiple churches, denominations across America. So our churches are adrift. We're finding today, I'm looking at a headline from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ legal counsel. It says, the Bible instructs Christians to share the good news with everyone. The Great Commission isn't a choice, it's a command. He quotes in Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Ladies and gentlemen, he goes further to say in this newsletter, a senior citizen complex was banned by its residents from meeting on a weekly basis for Bible study. Another headline, a public school suspended a boy for sharing his faith with his classmates. The boy's family contacted ACLJ for legal help. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, we're in a race to global governance. And it gives a timeline. And this timeline with this writer says that this race for global governance, starting with Bush 1, America entered into the era which the fear, with the fear of Reaganesque populism driving the elitists to establish new technology-based systems of government and control and manipulation, and a rush toward global governance on a fast pace. And I could go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the corrosion, erosion, and the absolute displacement of our foundations. And again, may I say this, Psalms 11:3, when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today that our churches are in a free fall of apostasy, falling away. It's a time when an era when the church is needed more than ever before, when Christian values and Christian voices are needed more than ever before. And yet we see no outcry from the pulpits. James called in just a moment ago, where are the pulpits, where are the pastors that will take a stand and cry aloud for what is taking place? We need to be the watchman on the wall. We need to be warning of the dangers ahead. We need to be crying out, there's danger ahead, danger ahead, danger ahead. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the reason we're seeing the nation adrift is because we have a fundamental, foundational church that's adrift today. We're seeing the escalation of murders, drugs, thefts, robberies, and all kinds of immoral things taking place simply because we've turned our backs on God. Our only hope is to turn back to God, turn back to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9.